One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Just want to start off by once again saying thanks for the great show. I drive for a living, and you guys definitely make that a lot better, especially after sitting in Boston traffic all day. I'm going to get right down to it. My story, it actually, the whole story takes place in the Freetown State Forest, which is also in Massachusetts. It's regarded as one of the most haunted forests in America. Really cool place. It kind of has a dark past. A lot of, there's like rumored to be a lot of like satanic cult activity. There was confirmed cases of, body dumping, cattle mutilation, like weird satanic shrines, which like, in all honesty, is probably just like kids my age, just like screwing around out there. But, nonetheless, it's a creepy place. And, if you know your way around it, like me and my friends do, you can get to a lot of cool places with, like weird, like ceremonial altars and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. Anyways, my first story takes place, this is about a few weeks ago. My girlfriend and I, went to an area of the forest known as the ledge, which is basically the people go up top of the ledge, which is just a quarry that overlooks a small pond. They go up there and, you know, straight beneath the rocks and just do stupid kid stuff, so, like throw rocks off it to get a big splash. And there's nice hiking trails that take you to the top or the bottom. So we usually go to the top and check out the view of the forest, but today we're like, hey, you know what? It's getting kind of dark. Let's hang out at the bottom. So we're skipping stones and just kind of sitting around listening to music. And the whole time we're facing directly in a clear view of the top of the ledge. And we basically saw what it looked like. There was nobody up top. We both confirmed that. Like, you can definitely see when there's people up there. Like, even if they're crouching down, like, there's such a clear view. And the pond is not that long that you can clearly see the people up top. It's about a 100-foot quarry, so not too tall. And there's nobody up there, and all of a sudden we hear, like, a smack on the water and, like, a huge splash. It honestly looks like somebody jumped off. And people do jump off for fun and make it, but if you don't jump far enough, you can hit like the rock face, and unfortunately, it's a popular spot for suicide. So that's what we were thinking. So we followed the outskirt of the on the pond. I guess it's more of like a small lake, pretty deep. We basically followed it. We're trying to see if there's anybody in the water, but we're like, well, what the hell could that have been? There was nobody up there. So we were both really freaked out. And I mean, it wasn't that dark yet. It was like probably 6:30. The sun was still up. Like, there was still plenty of daylight. So like, we definitely would have seen if somebody was in the pond and floated back to the top or anything. It was so weird. So I was like, hey, Ash, like, stay down here and see if you see anything. I'm going to run to the top. There's a long trail to the top, and then there's a quick trail. It takes, like, about, like, 3 minutes to get to the top. So I got my backpack on, like, my first aid equipment, because we hike there frequently. And I'm absolutely, like, sprinting to the top, like, expecting to be honest with you, I was expecting not to find anybody, because I know how the forest works, and there's a lot of things there to play tricks on you. But, yeah, I hightailed to the top, and all I see is, like, a little piece of white fabric, which is so weird, because the woman who haunts the ledge is known as the woman in white. I don't know what the actual story is, but there's a ton of lore surrounding it. Basically, it was a girl that got stood up by a prom gate, and she drove her car to the top of the ledge, which she used to be able to do. People used to drive their cars off of it, though, so they closed that off. And apparently, she had committed suicide up there. So, yeah, all it was like a little piece of white fabric. And, like, as soon as I, like, my vision focused in on it, it kind of blew off the ledge and kind of dropped. So that was really cool. We still, like, wanted to do the right thing. So we contacted the forest rangers and told them we think somebody may have jumped, and we didn't see him come up. And that was a few weeks ago. And, like, they definitely would have found something by now, and no news. So I think the lady on the ledge is playing tricks on us. People have also said that there's Native Americans here. Specifically, I want to say Algonquin. The word for these little tricksters is Pukwudgie. And they're like little gray goblin type dudes who, more specifically at night, they play a lot of tricks on people. They're usually accompanied by like a large shadow figure, like, in the back, and he kind of is like their boss. But I don't think it was a Pukwudgie, because usually they lead you into danger, and I didn't really feel like that was the case. Some people who were at the ledge said that they felt like they had like a momentary urge to jump off, and like that I could definitely see being the work of Pukwudgie. But this I think was pretty clearly a lady on the ledge apparition, which is very frequent. Like, people have had similar stories. I don't know if anybody ever saw like a piece of white fabric at the top, and it could have honestly been unrelated because it didn't really look like it was from a dress, but I thought that was an interesting point, definitely worth mentioning. My second story from the same day, actually, there's another place in the forest called Profile Rock. It's about 4 or 5 miles away, and it's a small hike to the top of the rock, and you can see like all the surrounding towns, it's really high. You can see like all the church steeples and everything, all the tall houses in the area, all the hills, all the trees. It's really cool. It's awesome in the fall. And we were at Profile Rock, and at this point it was getting dark, but we like typically go there at night. It's like, it's kind of fun. We go up there sometimes, listen to your podcast, and you could hear somebody like making their way up the hard side of the rock, which is like the way we like to climb up. You can do it without gear, but some people opt for climbing gear when they do it. And we could clearly hear people rigging their gear, climbing to the top. And we're like, we're going to have company up here. And like, it's a really social place. Everybody that goes there, like, they'll hang out. Like, a lot of people go up there to drink. I prefer not to. But so we figured it was just some like teenagers or something coming up. And we heard like the clank of gear, and then some, like kind of like somebody pulling themselves up, but like sliding against the rock. And at that point, it was kind of like weird sounding. I didn't expect that. And just when like the person should have been, or the group of people, whoever it was, should have been at the top, We didn't hear anything. We looked down. We had our mag lights, flashlight down. There's nobody around. So, yeah, we hightailed out of there. And, like, from the rock to the parking lot, it's, like, another mile walk. You just, like, complete dark woods. And that was really scary. It was a pretty windy day, so the trees were, like, rubbing against each other, and it sounded like people talking. I think that freaked us out more, because it could have been something paranormal, or it could have been a human that had like bad intentions and we just didn't see him. But I definitely felt like the whole time we were being watched. So we kind of like just mellowed out on the way home and like didn't really want to like react to it in case something like followed us. Because, like, if it knew we acknowledged it or, like, were scared, I feel like it would have had a better chance of catching itself. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. So that was two stories from the forest in one day. Another, like, very popular piece of lore from the forest is he's known as the Mad Trucker at Copacut Road, which I haven't personally experienced. But Copacut Road's access road in the forest, and a lot of me and my friends like to go operating on, and apparently if you go at night by yourself, you'll get tailgated by a truck, and it's going like unreasonably fast, and then all of a sudden it just vanishes. So that's pretty scary too. But yeah, between the puck wedgies, the people sliding up the rock, and the lady in white, that place has a ton going on. So you guys should definitely look into it. You'll find a bunch of stories. It's super cool. But yeah, that wraps it up for my story. I love you guys, man. You guys have, like, the best podcast.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's gonna be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.